This is Sherm Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.
Today on Sherm Global Radio, we talk about culture atrophy and what it looks like when change becomes overwhelming. Imagine this. You've been working at a company for 7 years. It's 10 a.m. You sit down at your desk when you receive an email notification. You open it and see that the company's dress code has been changed from smart casual to formals. This is the 5th time the dress code has changed in the past 2 years. This is not just about policy changes, but about how constant change begins to erode the culture of an organization. According to McKinsey, the average employee now experiences around 10 planned change programs a year, a 5-fold increase compared to 10 years ago. This pattern is seen across organizations from frontline workers to senior managers, affecting their energy levels and contributing to burnout and exhaustion. Let's get into it, this erosion of stability and identity. Large organizations have started to incorporate changes in their culture, goals, and management at a much higher rate than before. While changes that are not extreme or not very frequent may be healthy for employees, repeated shifts in an organization's culture can affect their psychological well-being. The work culture they are part of, along with their individual goals and the organization's goals, form a part of their identity and sense of self. When there are repeated changes in their work environment, this sense of self may begin to erode due to a lack of stability. This may result in resistance from the workforce, as employees may try to protect the identity they have built over time, which is now being challenged by constant change. This resistance can be conscious, such as intentionally not aligning with new cultural shifts, or unconscious, such as reduced motivation towards tasks, ultimately leading to lower productivity within the organization. Why are systems failing? Companies are trying to change culture using surface-level techniques such as seminars, speeches, workshops, and rule changes. However, true cultural change happens when the actual work assigned to employees reflects the intended cultural shift. The way employees are managed in reality and evaluated based on their performance should align with the culture the organization is trying to build. When this alignment is missing, it creates confusion and exhaustion among employees. Over time, their belief in the organizational culture, as well as their own role within it, begins to erode. What's happening is that the change expected by leaders is occurring at a pace that is difficult for employees to keep up with, leading to misinterpretation of messaging as well as disinterest. Employees are expected to constantly relearn and adapt to new changes in a way that is impractical when you take into consideration both their personal and professional lives. At the same time, on-the-ground systems are not adapting at the same speed as organizations, leading to a cultural disconnect among employees, along with increasing fatigue. So what's the way to manage change and not just introduce it? While change in an organization is inevitable, instead of avoiding it, organizations must prioritize guiding employees through it rather than relying on superficial messaging. According to Gartner, employees can experience up to a 46% reduction in change fatigue when a psychologically safe environment is created. Employees should feel emotionally safe while dealing with change and should not be afraid of making mistakes or sharing their ideas in a professional setting. It's therefore crucial to create such an environment for employees. At the same time, systems should reflect the changes that organizations are implementing, meaning that the way employees are managed and assessed should align with the intended cultural shift. This ensures that culture remains consistent and is less likely to erode or create disconnect among employees. Change must also be actively managed, and employees' psychological responses should be taken into account throughout the process. Let's break it down. When the culture of an organization is constantly changed, it often leads to fragmentation into different teams and groups that may interpret these changes in different ways. Some teams may resist change and stick to older ways of working, while others may adapt more quickly. This can lead to miscommunication and conflict even between groups, along with a lack of stability within the organization. Employers may design and announce changes in organizational culture and believe that they are being effectively implemented. However, employees may not be able to adapt to these changes at the same pace, leading to gaps in understanding and poor collaboration. Leaders may continue to introduce multiple changes over time without taking into account whether employees can realistically keep up with them. In the long run, this can result in ineffective use of time and resources, ultimately making it increasingly difficult for organizations to achieve their goals. This can lead to loss of direction and organizational instability. While change may be introduced to drive success, it is important to note that change without proper and consistent management can do more harm than good. When change becomes constant, employees may begin to feel disconnected from the culture of their workplace and gradually stop engaging with it altogether. This can weaken trust in leadership, especially when there is a discrepancy between what is communicated and what is experienced in reality. At the same time, organizations may struggle to maintain a clear long-term direction as frequent changes create inconsistency in goals and expectations. Over time, this lack of alignment between leaders and employees can lead to structural instability, making it difficult for organizations to sustain change and achieve their long-term objectives. So the key is adapting without losing alignment. Any organization needs to keep up with the dynamic nature of the public, the market, and internal demands. This requires continuous adaptation, which often leads to shifts in organizational culture that may not always be received positively by employees. It's therefore crucial that employees are guided through these changes in a sensitive and supportive way rather than being expected to instantly adapt and deliver results. When this support is lacking, it can weaken trust between employees and leadership. Eventually, this not only affects day-to-day functioning, but can also hinder both the short-term and long-term growth of the organization.
This is Sherm Global Radio in partnership with Timber Media, podcasters for India Inc.